Hello, community. It is Jock Reynolds here. Fair to say, we haven't been looking forward to this one, boys. Let's be brutally honest. I'm here, as always, with my very bloody good friend who I love and who I'll always love, Peter. Here you go, Higginbottom. How are you, mate?
Thank you, Jock. Fairly somber music.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit like that tonight. We'll get through that. Crazy one, you're looking all right.
Ah, welcome. Tiger win?
Tiger win. It was a bloody good win as well.
I still piss on Lumpkin.
Yeah. Welcome. That's probably a good thing. Look, community, we're here because we got to break something to you. This will be the final Fantasy Footy regular season podcast. It's been a bloody great run, hasn't it, boys? It's a bit of bloody emotional in here today.
It is, Jock. Over 4 years of solid contribution to your community, Jock, you have been nothing short of exceptional.
Don't worry about me, mate. Tonight's about this community that we love and us saying farewell and thank you to this wonderful bloody community.
Oh, this
180, I think this is 186 episodes, and fair to say, we've given this thing one hell of a crack, haven't we, boys?
Agreed, Jock. Financially, the website consumes time and money. We thank our significant contributors.
Yeah, that's important.
Our major sponsors.
That's very important, Peter.
Elite Limos.
We have had a lot of good folk put their hand up and say, we love what you boys do. We're going to chip in and help keep you up afloat. But the thing is, the thing costs too much to run, takes too much time. And as much as it breaks me bloody heart, all of those things must come to an end at one stage.
What about the bloody magazine? You do this?
No magazine next year.
Yes, the magazine is fine.
This is a bloody difficult thing to talk about. I'm sitting here quivering. I've got bloody sweat coming off me brow.
I think we celebrate what has been.
You haven't had your root yet?
A wonderful.
We didn't even get to that. Kathy from the church, weren't we going to.
Bitch. Jock.
Got a lot of people to thank, haven't
yes,
we, mate?
Let's celebrate what's been a wonderful time.
Let's make this about celebration,
exactly,
not licking
Jock.
The bloody wounds.
Exactly, Jock. Mm. Highlights for you, Jock?
Camaraderie, community. I suppose it's easy to see negativity in this world we live in, Peter. But my experience with the people that have been around this community is that I tell you what, there's a hell of a lot more good eggs and bad eggs out there. And that's the one thing I'll take away from this thing. Is the power of bloody positivity and fellowship. You know?
Agree.
This is genuinely, and I'm not speaking crap here, I've been humbled by the amount of people who have reached out, positivity around this joint, and it's given me a real
erection.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes a sizable erection. Sometimes a real chin bruiser. But it's really given me a lot of faith in the human spirit, and that's from the bloody heart. What about you, boys?
Pondering the decision during the week, I found myself listening back, and I feel we should play the first episode,
idea.
Jock. It seems your voice has changed
somewhat. I know. It could have been that bloody hormone treatment I went through, eh? What are we going to whack one in?
First episode, Jock.
Right, eh? Let's do that.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy. And everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Thanks there, Hank. It's great to have you on board, mate. And thanks for tuning in to our first Supercoach Fantasy Footy podcast.
I'm excited.
So am I. Here you go. My name's Jock Reynolds. I'll be your host for the podcast here. I'm here with Peter Higginbotham. How are you? Here you go.
As stated previously, I am numerically stimulated.
And Crouching Tiger, great to have you on board as well. How are you, mate?
Oh, welcome. Me very well, too. Been long time since been on radio.
Right.
Last time I on radio, police radio.
Bloody hell.
November 2010, I think, Jock.
Or 11. I think it was 11. Our first season was 2012, yeah.
Amazing stuff.
We had a look at the audio-visual setup. We had someone around the corner. Headsets. You were on the bed with your headset, and I was on the laptop computer.
Excellent, Jock.
Yeah, that's been one. I should mention, if you're in the Club Jock, which used to be the Club Jock Donors, we're going to see you boys out for the season. I know we owe you a couple of podcasts, and thanks for your patience here, but there will be Club Jock podcasts, probably one per fortnight for a little bit, just to see the season out.
You're not saying me this.
Yes, I bloody did.
You provide rum can?
Yeah, of course I will.
Okay.
On board, righto.
Jock,
this is difficult. It really is.
Is it? What would it take, Jock, for you? What would it take for you to reconsider? You are a man of principle. Would News Corp need to step up?
It'd have to be something significant. Fair to say that everything takes its toll on your day-to-day, and when families start growing up, children come along, jobs get busier, something's got to give, and breaks me bloody heart to say that this Supercage podcast is the thing that's got to give, but like you say, who knows, the hand of God could reach down, I'd bloody love to do this. Imagine doing this for a good crust.
What about radio? Because,
let's be honest, this is costing us money, as much as we bloody
a radio gig or something like this.
Yeah, righto.
You seem to get a lot of your stress off on this. You listen this clip.
Hey, bloody Burnman.
Yeah.
McMurphy, Burnman not in my team.
Did you see Gibbs's cool beard, different hairstyle, styled his beard, playing a tagging role, prancing around.
I see.
Pull your finger out, boss! Oh. Giving you so many chances!
Oh,
and you're stopping around! Oh,
let it all out, Mr.
No, I'm sick of it.
Let it all out.
He's got so much potential and he just goes and gets a little bloody tailored beard.
Oh, you
blow waves his hair, he can get stuff.
Little ball sweat rolled down your chin.
This bloody 2012, I remember this. Not much change. Murphy, give.
He drives me bloody nuts, that bloke.
Many other men been strong friend of community. I think who become Heritia.
Oh, Heritia. Yeah.
The gift.
I think he's the best.
Oh, Charlie
I've
Dixon.
Really enjoyed, yeah.
Charlie Dixon.
The man that just conquered death. I think he did it again today, didn't he?
Yes, I think Josh Glenn hung out with Charlie Dixon.
What about Greg Broughton back in the day?
Oh,
wasn't he the Burn Man? That's where the bloody phrase... I reckon you've coined half a dozen bloody vernaculars of the game, Shun.
Crouching one stop, Burn Man.
Burn Man's yours.
Paint defence.
Paint defence. Swingman.
Chase the car. I think I have clip for Chase the car.
Welcome. Crouching one, hope for slipper, wisdom.
Okay, welcome. This what my slipper say me this week. Very interesting. I in back shed making some yabby dumpling from Yarra River, and I hear my slipper.
What did it tell you, sir?
My slipper, I live in a veggie patch next to bok choy, and from the shed, hard to hear, but I hear my slipper. Yell out through garden bed.
Yeah, what did it say?
Crouching one. Man who run behind car get exhausted.
Man who run behind car gets exhausted.
At the time.
Hey, that's funny because on a car.
Silence! At the time, I think, shut up, slipper, you bloody stink again. But then I think, yes. I know what he say me. He say me. You bloody try to jump in moving car or try to chase car that already left the,
station?
No, car don't leave bloody station. Car that leave garage.
Okay, yeah.
Then you bloody get exhausted and angry. Yeah. I see people try to jump on cruiser car.
Oh, Matty Cruiser.
They'd already leave.
Yeah.
And they bloody get shit point.
Yeah, it was. What was that? Chase the car. What about the Wookiee? You started the Wookiee, you magnificent bastard.
Yes, sir. You also like Brandon Ellis. He my boy.
How are you getting on with Brandon there, mate?
It's okay. Mm. I should put in my team, but not for last 2 years. First year when he rookie. Oh.
It was magnificent.
And remember the Clay.
Oh, do I remember.
Clay Schmidt. Oh, he won my boy.
Let's go to the bloody archives.
You know, you're moulding the clay and the killing.
Oh,
he's hard, isn't he?
I find a little clay wheel on her rubbish during the week.
Oh, you tweeted about this.
Yes, yes, I decide during game.
Crouching tiger on Twitter, get into him.
I decide on during game. I at the backyard.
Yeah.
I get the clay and I mold something. Whatever come to me depend on game style.
Yeah, yeah.
After a very short time, I was starting to mold with out of my hands. After very short time, I make very tall, big girth copy mug.
No hand.
After he kicked 4 bloody goal, my trousers start to sting.
Magnificent. Look, I want to thank the penis and testicles because that has been an endless source of entertainment for us here in the bungalow. Higo, you're right, mate. You've got that glazed over look in your eyes. You're here, but you're sure not. Are you in half reminisce mode, thinking about
times,
about what's to come for us?
Yes, Jock.
Is that? I'm going to ask you something. This is without bloody warning. Is there any chance that we could come back in some other form? One day like a zephyr, rising from the phoenix's ashes.
Definitely, Jock. This chemistry is one that has a place in society. A shining beacon of light in a world where we often focus on the negative.
Yeah, stuff the negative, you know.
Yes,
stuff
Jock.
It. Agreed. There's too much negativity in this world. Let's look for the positive. Fellowships, community. So who knows, we might come back doing something else.
Excellent, Jock.
Righto. And we got to get you some bloody crumpet, Peter. It's been one of the great goals of us to get you into some women folk, and we haven't gotten you across the line there. You've come a hell of a long way.
Yes, it is not a great concern of mine, but over the years I have had some close calls with the opposite sex.
You don't get crumpet.
Well, mate, on that, how is the crumpet? How's the hunt for crumpet going? Here you go.
Well, you'd be surprised. I have a date tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
That's wonderful, mate.
I'm up and about.
Sure are, mate. Look at you.
Yes. I have scheduled a female doctor for my prostate check tomorrow.
Do love the game of Supercoach. Crouch, here you go. So what are we going to... Are we going to get together and enjoy the game or... So what do we do?
No. Remember we used to meet Hungry Jack? Tuesday night?
They were good bloody times. I still remember us talking about bringing ourselves on the internet.
Yes.
Peter, you talk me around.
Yes, Jock. Might be good to downsize just for the interim.
Take it back to the roots.
Yes.
Well, I remember, still remember you there, crouching one. You were just learning the language. Remember we learned about where you come from?
You from the Far East, crouching. Exactly where is, was it Piang Ma?
Piang Ma.
Where's that, mate?
Myanmar, a little country shaped like a fortune cookie.
Now, have you been back to visit Myanmar, mate? It's been a bloody while.
Oh, no, this shithole. This country much better.
It's a bloody beautiful country we live, isn't it, mate?
Yes.
Very proud to be an Australian. What about the cage fight? We've heard about your famous gymnasium time and time again.
Oh, yes, kickball technique makes strong. Yeah. This club still can book for rookie evaluation.
Still open for business?
Yes, premiums can still come down for fight my gym.
Well, we've had, over the years, some of the best premiums go through there. Remember Lenny Hayes? Lenny Hayes went through there back in the day.
Oh, he fight bloody John Selwood.
Yeah.
You play this.
Mr. John.
Yeah.
I want to see Lenny Hayes and John Selwood.
Yeah.
In cage fight.
That'd be wonderful.
No rule. Cage fight.
Naked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Little bit of grapeseed oil on body.
Yeah.
And,
Lenny's.
Maybe strobe light so you just see flesh and glimmering sweat and genital.
Jock, surely it was not just purely about genital. Surely we had more depth and substance to our podcast than... Purely those jokes.
Mostly genitals. A vast majority of the humans based around genitals.
I think this true.
Crouching, your bang-bang trade theory had logic and surely was without genital reference.
Did you hold on to too many trades and did some of the other teams get away on you? Make yourself a nice framework.
This bullshit.
Well, go on then.
You trade us off. Only way. You start off here, you tread us off. Bang, 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 bang. Same like love, Mike. Quick, fast. You tread us off. Just very the quickly. Dub,
and, so you're just going to burn them all from day to day?
You ride her for luck.
Oh, goodness.
And soon you run that tread. This okay. You have smile on face. Welcome.
Oh, that is frustrating, Jock. It appears we were purely genital-based in our humour.
A lot of the time, yeah. But what about the bloody supercoach wisdom?
We
changed the paradigms of the game.
Quantum Team Mechanics was purely focused on game stratagem, not trouser humour.
Here goes Quantum Team Mechanics. A bit nervous, but thank you. It's
okay, Hiko.
It's an honour to have my very own segment.
It's an honour to have you. You're a bloody genius. So just do what comes naturally,
just,
son.
Just bloody talk, mate.
Considering the discussions already, the trading of week one and two, if need be, to pick up those rookies.
Yeah.
With a consideration for a premium you missed.
Yeah.
Your team mechanics.
Cut this, Jock.
It's still bloody rolling, mate.
Very dull without trouser humour. Very dull indeed.
Point it.
That's better.
Thank you.
I feel any new projects we must craft without the trouser humour.
What's our project we can do then? We ask in the comments if there's people, is there some sort of thing we can try out? Maybe we can...
Project Tripod.
I've seen you without your pants on. You're already working on that one, Shan.
Fuck up.
In all seriousness, Jock, yes, a recipe, slapstick in nature, and not as far-reaching as it could have been.
I'm looking forward to a break, I've got to say. First and foremost, looking forward to putting the feet up, spending a bit of time with you out.
Jock, we have Wayno on the line.
Wayno, how are you, mate?
G'day, fellas. How's it going, fellas? Can't wait for your hot bloody tip at every one of our fellas. What's going on?
Jock.
Yeah, I haven't had the chat to Wayno. Wayno, I should have called you before the show, mate.
What?
We're winding the podcast up, mate. This will be the last free-to-air podcast for the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football community, mate.
Oh, crap.
I wanted to come over. Your old man was bloody carrying on like a pork chop, so I didn't get there, mate.
Oh, crap, fellas. Yeah. What are you talking about, fellas? This is, I've got two jobs. I've got this job and my other job because I love this job. Fellas, we can't. What?
Mate,
stop it, fellas.
Mate, take a few deep breaths.
Be strong, Wayne.
Yes, you have grown as an individual remarkably. In the time that you've been ringing into this podcast, I've watched you go from a little snotty ass kid, little pain in the ass, to a young man who I'm proud of.
Crikey, into the F word.
I love you, mate. You know, I want to thank you very much on behalf of
you. You can't just chuck this on me right now.
Sure. Yeah, let it in, mate. Let it all out. Here you go. Talk with you, mate.
Wayne, you have been exemplary. Your commitment has been solid.
I love you, Wayne.
Put this on your CV, young Wayne.
I will. So what? But even if we don't do this, fellas, can I still come around for a chat about Supercoach and stuff?
Course.
Like, even if we don't do the podcast, we can just come out for a bit of a chat. Of
course you can, mate.
Can we have a BMX?
Of course you can, mate. Any time of the week, mate. You know my door's always open for you. I love you, mate. You've shown a lot of intestinal fortifications. Why don't you start up your own internet-based podcast of the Wayno or something like that?
I don't even know how to switch a bloody computer on, Uncle Jock. That does it for me every bloody time. Well, I'm just bloody lucky that I've got that other job with Cousin Ronnie riding, you know, taking stuff on my bike and riding around. But I've got a new nickname, fellas. They call me Mule, and they laugh about it. I don't know why.
My deck's called Mule, maybe because young Wayne have hair downstairs.
Hung like a bloody mule.
Genital grow.
Yeah.
When he first start ringing podcasts, he have ball sack.
No pubes.
Yeah, ball sack.
I didn't have any pubes, fellas. I've got little sprouts going on at the moment, fellas.
Yeah, look, Wayno, on behalf of the whole community, Oh. I want to thank you for the years of wisdom that you've provided. It has been enlightened. It has been a great honour to speak to you every week, mate. And thank you from the bottom of my heart, mate.
Can we do my hot tip song just one more time, fellas?
Yeah,
of course.
I already did my hot tip last week. Remember, yeah. I talked about that guy from Melbourne. What's his face? The
Max Gorn.
Yeah, the Gornsky fella. Yeah, so I don't need to do a hot tip. Just play the song, fellas.
Let's play. Roll the tape and embrace one another.
Whoa, yeah. Wailer's hot tip, gotta go off the tits. Whoa. Yeah, why not? That's beautiful. I love that bloody song. Oh,
crap. What next year, fellas? I even have my song for next year. Do you want to hear my song for next year? Then my hot tip song.
You played this song, Wayne.
Oh, it's based on We Will Rock You from Queen, okay? It goes like this, fellas. Wayne knows, hot tip. Wayne, you're a young man, cool man, rad man. Gonna go do something cool one day. Not picking your nose. He's a disgrace. Might go around to Ronnie's place. What do you reckon, fellas?
Oh, that's bloody good.
It was bloody good. It's making me want to go again this year.
Oh,
hey?
Crap, but I can't even do it. Oh, well, fellas, at least this. Well, if I'm not doing this, at least I can concentrate on my recording career, you know.
Absolutely, mate. That's what I love about you, mate. You take a negative and you turn it on its head into a positive, which will bear beautiful floral fruit. You're a wonderful young man.
Well, thanks, fellas. Oh, God, it's bloody sad. I'm trying to...
Yeah, look, mate.
Trying to just keep it together, fellas.
I'll walk around after the show and we'll have a bit of a walk, eh, mate?
I love you, fellas.
Bye, Wayne.
See you, mate.
Fellas.
See you, mate.
Don't you hang up on me, fellas.
See you. We're going to have to let you go, mate.
It's time, Chuck. Bye, Wayne.
Crap.
Yeah, back to Crashing Run. I've really enjoyed your children's stories because I think making the game a little bit more about the kids was a really good move. Yes. Really changed the demographics.
No trace of humour. This is just for children.
All above board.
This just started this year.
Yeah.
I think make up on spot like everything else.
Yeah, we haven't put a great little thought into the shows of late.
Same like
we?
All segment. I remember your drive to drink just start.
Yeah, just roll. Remember, we started early when we scripted it to the bugger and it was shit house.
Yes.
And we figured out the less bloody work we did, the better it was, so we just stopped doing work.
Ingenious.
Brilliant.
However, without...
Kids, think about that for your schoolwork and your studies. The less you try, the better it is.
But obviously, Jock, the less we tried,
the
more trouser it became as we went for the cheap laugh.
It was such a comfortable crutch. There's another one.
I get it.
Thank you, Peter.
Have we got a sample children's story?
Yeah, let's whack one.
One for the kids.
I love these.
Okay, Crouching One, make
better. What do you reckon, Crouching One? Are you planning for the boys?
Time for special Crouching One story.
Wonderful.
Okay, this story make everyone happy. This poem and these children's story. It's called Goldilocks and the Three Lions. You remember this?
Oh, we got a similar one in our heritage. Yeah.
Okay. One day called Todd Goldstein, he find house in jungle. This house of three lions. Rockcliffe, Beam, and Daniel son Rich. Goldilocks see three ball porridge. He sit down. Oh, Rockcliffe one taste too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's got a fine taste for porridge. Oh.
Bean porridge bowl just taste shit. Oh, Daniel Rich son, his porridge bowl too hot. Burn man. After this,
his porridge is good.
After this, Goldstein need go sleep. Rockcliffe bed have too many hair in it. Daniel Rich bed have wet spot. Bean bed all nice snuggly. Goldstein for sleep. After little while, Goldstein snoring and three lion men come home. They wake up Goldstein. Goldstein shit pant. Then Glenn McGrath jumped out cup and shoot three lions.
Okay, go sleep now. Of course he did.
So this story...
Just the, maybe some parallels of this, your story.
This story tell Payam and his children...
It's amazing Glenn McGrath is part of your folklore.
Yes, this story say young Payam and his children. Godstein, Lock, Goddy Lock.
Oh, yeah.
This also
He's say, worth a fair bit of money, though, isn't he?
Oh, I think...
Shitloads.
He good player.
Yeah, he's good.
I absolutely love the poem and these nursery rhymes. And here you go. You've blessed us with your majesty, with your brilliance and your logical strategic mind. We came for the wisdom, but we stayed for your song.
Yes, Jock. Higgins was a big one. Mm. And I think he, in the long run, was created us with a lot of fuel for fodder.
He's been great.
Looking back, there was one song that we can adapt for tonight, and this goes out to the beloved community.
I've made spreadsheets year after year. I traded in Robbie, but I went in with Grimes. These bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of donuts in my team, but I've come through. I've enjoyed your company, my friends, and I'll see you next year on the World Wide Web. Jock is a champion. Crouching is too. We are not losers. I told you some other. We are good.
Oh, that was beautiful, Peter. You've got a gift. You've got many gifts, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
It's almost time that we call it a day, boys. We're getting towards the end of our podcast. We've got a lot of people to be thankful for, primarily the community and the people who have followed us through thick and thin. Like I said before, it's been a great honour to be up here in the podcast in front of a bunch of bloody good chicks and blokes. It has been humbling. But Peter, we've got a list of people who especially have really put in some hard yards around this joint.
Yes, Jock. Patty Campion.
Thank you, Patty.
Mark Barrington. Michael Martin, Alexi Bavish, Max Stankampf, the Old Ocker.
Old Ocker, you're a bloody champion. Thank you, mate.
Johnny Bruin, Big Ben Bashira.
On you, Big Ben. Thursday night legend.
Howard H.J. Mitchell. Dancing Dave Ruddick.
Dancing, he's been there since day dot.
Terry Gallagher.
TG, keeps getting the job done.
Jason Chikalala.
Chico, he'll be there Mondays. We should say the site's still going too. This doesn't mean the death of the website. It's still going to tick over for this year. What happens next year? She's a bit up in the air, isn't it, boys?
Agreed. Nathan Lay, Tom Keyes, Paul Maltman, Shane Dean, Throttle Finger, Matty Sloan, Al Patton.
Yeah, no, there's plenty. And we've probably missed a few there. But goodness me, you all right, mate?
Jay Clark.
Yeah.
We could keep going, John.
Yeah, we could keep going. The bloke who won it last year helped us out. And apologies if we've forgotten you there. But look, it's almost time to close a chapter on a pretty significant bloody book, boys. Crouching One.
I have Thank you sweaty eye, Mr. John.
Your eyes are a bit sweaty. I've got a bit of dust forming as well. We're going to be all right. Genuine thanks, community. This has been a hell of a bloody ride. Life probably gets on top of you sometimes, and with the kids growing up, like I said before, work commitments, we haven't got much of a choice, have we, boys? But to pull the pin.
Agreed, Jock.
I'd love for a big hand of God just to reach out and say, boys, you know, I'm a fat cat from City Hall, I'd love you to do your thing for us, and, you know, that would be bloody wonderful. But if that doesn't happen, I'll still press bloody stop on that record thing. With a big, sizeable, wonderful experience and a renewed faith in humankind in me heart and in me cortex. This has been a wonderful experience, and we want to thank you all Very much.
Jock,
yeah.
Would you be pulled across to another fantasy form?
Oh, another fantasy form?
Yes.
What do you mean? Another sport or something?
Either that or a defection to Dream Team.
Oh, come on, mate. No, that's not what it's about. How much money you reckon?
You show me the cash.
Who knows? It's been a bloody good experience. Who knows? We could come back in a completely different format talking completely different stuff. Because I don't know about you, but I've got a pretty bloody big brain. And I love thinking about pretty bloody big things. And I know you too. Maybe we could talk about, I don't know, aliens.
Yes, there have maybe been we discussions. Could, we could return reincarnated.
We could. If you got some comments there, put some comments. What can we do anyway? But for now, we're doing nothing. Our community, we've walked a path together. I want you all to be strong. I want you to be strong enough to know when you're weak and brave enough to face yourself when you're afraid. I want you all to be strong enough to call bullshit in a world where we're fed bullshit every day. Today marks our final roll call with you, but I want you to know that when I stop recording, your last conscious thoughts will be community. End of the community. End of community. You go. I love you, mate.
Agreed. The feeling is reciprocated.
Crouching, thank you very much. I don't know what to do. Are we just going to stop? We pressing stop now?
Just hit stop button, you crying girl.